If you please rise, join us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Morning, Warren County Board of Supervisors, April 23rd, 2024. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
We have an agenda. Meet the department head elected officials, Sarah Doty, Warren County Auditor.
Good morning. Next week, Sue and I will be on Wednesday for training and she has payroll to complete. So she's going to open up the payroll packet on Friday if you guys can start getting stuff inputted so she can get started on that first thing Monday. Other than that, business as usual.
Thanks, Sarah. Colin Gerst, IT.
Good morning. Just keeping busy like always, nothing to report.
Sure. Kevin Glendinney.
Good morning. Same for us, not a lot of major news for the sheriff's office. Plenty going on behind the scenes. The jail's at 79 adults this morning. And seven.
Seven handle.
What's that?
A seven handle.
Yes, there you go. And seven out of county. A couple of those are actually they're parolees, they're parole holds, so we have to pay for those, but we also get reimbursed back on the backside for them, so kind of count those as not counting.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sheriff. Maintenance, Rodney Buesner.
Good morning. Kone's going to be here today. They got to do an annual test on the elevator. It should take like 20 or 30 minutes that the main elevator will be down, but other than that, really nothing new to report.
Thank you. Jared Lassiter, Land Use.
Morning. Well, we're just keeping busy as usual. I don't really have anything to report other than we have an item on the agenda. And in terms of other stuff coming through the pipeline, I think there's maybe one or two minor subdivisions here shortly, but I don't know of anything else apart from that. So.
Thank you, Jared. Chris Lee, Conservation.
Good morning. Had a decent turnout at Earth Day cleanup over the weekend, so that was cool. Really appreciate everybody coming out and helping clean up the community. I met with the concrete contractor and sub yesterday for a pre-con meeting to start the concrete work of a big hollow. It sounds like they're going to come in and maybe start doing some degrading work this week, and then concrete coming right behind them. So we're, depending on what the weather does, kind of optimistic that we'll be able to knock that out in a couple weeks. That will shut down a couple campsites, so we will be paving a couple of those, and then just access to the lake, although it's still fairly early to be out paddling. So the timing should work out pretty good, but we should be starting that here quite soon. So I'm pretty excited about that. Campground's been busy. We weren't full over the weekend, but we had decent crowds. It's kind of cold and miserable out there. Sure, we can't be full. But seeing a lot more people get out. I think the fish are biting and the mushrooms are popping.
Thanks, Chris.
You have a walk in Lee County, what, this Thursday?
Yeah. Yep.
A correct walk?
Yeah, I think I lose track of where all those are, but it'll be on our website.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, Chris. Thank you. Ken Heinemann, Mental Health Agency of Southeast Iowa, for now.
Yes. Good morning. I did hear that House File 2673, which is that behavioral health alignment bill, passed the House and the Senate on, I think, April 18th, and went on to the governor. So I have not heard that the governor signed it yet, but
I think she did because Ryan sent out a statement. I guess I'm assuming that she released the statement when she signed it, but
okay.
I don't know that.
Well, I saw a whole list of them that she has signed, and I just hadn't seen that. But yeah, I expect it to be signed because she was in favor of that bill, so. So that aligns the Iowa 13 mental health regions and the 19 substance use regions into seven new districts starting July 1, 2025. So I don't know much more about it than that, other than it looks like it's going forward. So
where they have the applications for the administrative ASOs and in October, maybe then they were going to award those by the end of the year for the administrative service organizations.
I'm not totally up on the timeline, but I did receive one. I haven't really reviewed it a whole lot, but I can give you that. So that's the timeline that I got from Ryan.
Okay, you don't need this?
Nope, you can have it.
I'll be, when I have time to put on glasses. Thank you.
Thanks.
Shannon Prado, emergency management.
It was a busy week in my life.
I'll bet.
Unfortunately, on Tuesday, we had a tornado go through the county. So we had approximately 10 properties that had pretty severe damage in the northwest corner of our county, up towards Yarmouth, Morningside area. Four, maybe five of those were homes. Three of those were pretty severe. I did declare a disaster declaration for our county, which went on to the governor, and she did sign that. So you have 30 days to apply through community action for that, for either individual assistance, which is income restricted, 200% of the poverty level, but you could get up to $5,000 for repairs, damages, lost items, food, etc. Or disaster case advocacy, which basically is just one person for a point of contact for different resources that are out there, which is not income restricted. The Yarmouth Fire Department, I just wanted to say a big thank you to them. They really stepped up. They had a community cleanup day on Sunday, and they had over 100 volunteers come and clean up the area on Sunday. And my heart is so warm to see such a small community come together and help each other out in a time of need. So it was really cool to see that happen.
Didn't several schools come out too?
That was in New London. So that was also really wonderful to see. And of course, New London and Henry County really took the brunt of the storm. But in our county, Yarmouth, Morningside area took it. But that's pretty much all I have to say. We will see some more storms this Friday, so keep an eye to the sky and let's hope it misses us.
We'll pass the rest of the county's thanks on to the Yarmouth Fire Department. That sounds great. That's
it was really wonderful to see.
That is wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you, Shannon. Mm-hmm. Angie Vaughn, safety. I know you're back there. Angie Vaughn, safety.
Good morning, everyone. Really don't have much to share, just keeping busy, kind of getting things figured out for the move that we're going to be having eventually, and that's about it.
Thank you, Angie. Natalie Steffner, Des Moines County Recorder.
Good morning. Just the same as everybody else, keeping busy, nothing new to share.
Thanks, Natalie. Krista Pogemiller, Public Health.
Good morning. We're also keeping busy. I want to thank Colin and Rodney this weekend and their team. This weekend we had some problems with the internet connection for our vaccine monitoring system, and they helped us get that back online, so appreciate all their effort on that. Last week, the Board of Health toured the new public health building, and it is coming along nicely. You can start seeing where the rooms are going to be, and very impressive. We're hoping that, obviously, with weather permitting, they're going to work on putting the stone on the outside and really start putting the walls on the structures on the inside. So it's moving along nicely, and we're really excited. And thank you, Tracy, for joining us.
Thanks for reminding me to get there.
Thank you, Krista.
That was a good article, too, by the way.
Thanks.
Lisa Schaefer, Des Moines County Attorney.
Good morning. It's what it always is. we're just busy and trying to keep it all under control.
Good luck.
Yeah, no, we're not successful. I said we were trying.
We're rooting for your side.
Thank you.
Brian Carter, Des Moines County Engineer.
Good morning.
I would echo a lot of what Shan said, and that's not the way you're supposed to introduce somebody to where you live, but I met Shannon at my place a couple times last week, so I appreciate her work. And you know, I've known, lived in that community all my life, and know it's been a great community and everything else, but you get reminded of that when people show up to help you out. So no way to properly say thank you, but yeah, and the fire department did an awesome thing, and certainly some of my debris was what they picked up, which was spectacular, and the neighbors and everything else, and man, they had a bunch of people.
Did.
I mean, they knocked out a whole lot of stuff in like 5 hours or something like that. It was amazing and impressive, and so a lot of stuff going on, and a lot of people to say thank you to. But I was one of the houses, so I had the unfortunate, occurrence of being that person that you see on TV. Although I wasn't on TV, you're supposed to watch that stuff, not have it happen to you. But that is the way it goes, and I think we're very fortunate. I don't think anybody in Henry County or Des Moines County died from this, and it was certainly severe enough it could have happened.
Just a couple animals.
I heard about some animals.
A couple horses.
Yeah, quite a few horses at one place, there was a lot of power there, a lot of power. Some of the evidence afterwards was clear that there was a lot of power. So, so that was all good, and I thank you to my staff, because I pretty much just disappeared and they just kept things moving, and I didn't have the clear stop process for a while anyway, so it worked out well that they handled everything. But as far as projects goes, Golf Course Road is still moving. As you might imagine, the weather has slowed things down to some extent, but they're moving whenever the rain doesn't chase them out. We did have a little damage on the site just from the amount of rain we got all at once during that whole process, that storm. But they're making headway, still tearing out concrete, still getting rock in. So best case scenario is still 3 or 4 weeks away. And if you look at the forecast, I'm guessing we're going to lose at least part of next week, just from what I can see in the forecast for rain purposes. So, but we'll keep cranking. Right now, I believe, as far as I know, everybody that lives right there can still get in and out of their driveways. So as far as impact to the residents, obviously it's an impact to people that want to drive through the area, but they can go around and life will go on. But everybody there can get in and out. And the contractors, we focus our projects to try to make as little impact to the folks right there along the project corridor. And the contractor's been good to work with, and that's happened for the most part. So, it always amazes me. I've seen it plenty of times, and it's still happening. Apparently, if you drive a semi, you just have to stare, especially if you're not in the area, you got to follow your GPS, whether it takes you by road closed signs or not. And I couldn't tell you how many semis they had to back clear out of that location because they followed their GPS and then drove by at least 2 or 3 road closed signs to get there. So, yeah, it's a... It makes it interesting, but so the guys are handling that. It's going well. I do want to mention that we have a crack sealing crew that's going to come in and do some crack sealing on Highway 79. Should be early next week. They were supposed to be here this week, and I think weather has also messed with them. So hopefully they'll be here next week, and going to do some crack sealing on that. It's showing some age. It's got some age, but we're going to do some extra work to it to hopefully buy some more life on that. So if you hear anything about Highway 79 being one lane, that's what's going on. It should only be for a couple days and they should be out of there. It's not a major project for them, and they will be one lane, so it's just a matter of people being patient. So otherwise, plenty of stuff going on, but all that's behind the scenes. So and I would also say thanks to Kevin's guys, because they stopped by and checked in on things right away. Also, I did call dispatch early right off the bat to let them know everybody was safe, but they still stopped in. That's appreciated. So interesting times, I guess. So hopefully we don't have anything more than rain on Friday. We'll call that a win if that's the case.
We're supposed to get, they're calling for between 2 and 3 inches of rain on Friday.
Well, it's more than we need, but it's better than more wind, at least what we had. So
we don't need the rain either. But anyway, so that's all I have, so thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
You know, while we're on that subject, I got a text that, of course, you know I drive a school bus for New London. I got a text at 4:21 in the morning wanting to know if I'd volunteer to take school kids around to clean up. And there was two of us doing that, and them kids really did a great job cleaning up. I mean, it's just about everybody in junior high and high school. And the only bad part about that was I had to clean that bus out, and it had all kinds of mud in it afterwards.
Yeah.
But them kids really need to be praised for what they did.
I think that was a great experience for them, too.
Yeah. I seen take part of a grain bin that took 14 kids to carry that, and they carried that from the middle of the field. They carried maybe 10 foot, set it down, rest, pick it up. It's amazing what they did.
Mm-hmm. It's an experience you can't get in a classroom, that's for sure.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
I applaud them for doing it.
Much to be said for living in a small community and knowing your neighbors.
That's yep. It is.
Yeah. Thank you. I don't think I missed anybody. Either of you gentlemen have any correspondence?
I've got one.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, Region 7, has approved a Class A permit modification of the Hazardous Waste Management Facility Permit, Section 8.H.5 for the Iowa Army Ammunition Plant, IAAP. Resource Conservation and Recovery Act. This permit modification updated section to semi-volatile organic compound. I'm skipping all the abbreviations here. Using EPA method 8270, polynuclear aromatic hydrocarbons using EPA method 8270, selected ion monitoring, and include all constituents listed therein. If you have any questions, point of contact, and the press will want to listen to this because they aren't going to want to call me. It's Ms. Amanda Smith, Environmental Coordinator, at email amandajsmith202.civ@army.mil or phone number 319-753-7908. We get these regularly every time they do something at the plant that requires a permit modification. Required. Notify who knows all. We'll proceed to discussion and vote. Doesn't look like you've got very much work to do today, Sarah.
I know. Minutes are going to be short.
We have resolution 2024-26, approval of the Fox Hollow Valley Subdivision, a preliminary plat. I'm guessing that's you.
Oh, yeah. Sarah. Yep. I sent out a staff report over last Friday. Does anybody want a copy of that, or
I have some.
Yep. So you had a chance to look that over. Just a little background here. So this is a multi-lot subdivision preliminary plat. So the approval of the preliminary would give authority to go ahead with the final, where it gets surveyed, and then that would come back to you ultimately. So this is 4-lot subdivision. Near the intersection of Golf Course and Irish Ridge Roads, just north of Burlington. There's a 45-acre property, and all under the same ownership. They have a house at the north end of the property on Golf Course Road. The plan here is to split off 4 lots along the Irish Ridge side of the property, which where the terrain is flatter. And this would be for the intention, and at least initially, one lot would be for their daughter and son-in-law to build a house, and then the other 3 lots would be available in the future for other children and grandchildren to build on. And that is the intention, that this would be kept within the family, but just being able to use this opportunity to do one survey, create those individual lots, and so those would be available at any point in the future as needed, which may not occur. It's possible that they may just be owned by an adjoining lot, but this allows for that opportunity and that flexibility there. In terms of access, they'll all have frontage on Irish Ridge. There is an existing driveway on lot 4, which provides access to a mobile home that's being used on a temporary basis before they eventually build a permanent home on that, on lot four. And then the other ones, there's an existing entrance at the south end for the lot three. And then there would, the in terms of comments received from Secretary Rhodes, in terms of additional entrances, they would allow one additional entrance further north on Irish Ridge, which could be shared by lots one and two, or alternatively, two could share with three through that existing, or through four with that existing driveway. So there's different options here. That existing driveway actually is wide enough to meet the standards for a roadway, according to the subdivision ordinance, if that were to have multiple lots sharing, the lots on either side sharing that same access. The utility service will be provided by Rathbun for water, Eastern Iowa REC for electric, and then private septic. There already was a septic installed and permitted for lot four. A couple of little minor complications. They have an electric line running through the southern part of lot three to access the house on lot four. May or may not present an issue for developing on lot three in the future. There is enough room to build a house to the north of it, but if needed, that line could be relocated if that were necessary, rerouted around it. And then for the water, there is this, the line that's on the same side of Irish Ridge likely does not have the capacity to serve all four homes, and so likely then that they would just need to hook up to the line on the other side of the street, which that was following comments received from those utility providers. So would require some additional steps, but that's something that could easily be accomplished at that time as needed. In terms of the review process, it is within the 2-mile review area of Burlington, and the City Planning and Zoning Commission reviewed that in mid-March and made a recommendation to approve to their council. And then based on that schedule for that, that ended up being early last week on the 15th, where the council voted to approve that. And then for the county's zoning commission, we had a public hearing on Monday, March 25th. Yeah, pretty uneventful. We, apart from the subdivider and their surveyor, they did not have any other members of the general public in attendance for that. No questions or comments submitted. There was one condition that they did recommend, including with the plat, approval of the plat, the preliminary plat, that being that the final plat shall contain access easements for any lots in which the subdivider intends them to share with any other lots, specifically in accordance with those requirements from secondary roads in terms of where the access points would be allowed. So the initial plat did not actually, they all have frontage, but there was nothing specifically shown in terms of easements. So that's something that they could simply add on for the final, showing if, for example, lot two and one and two were to share, there'd be an easement that at the entrance where they both come together, that both would be able to cross on either side there. So that was their recommendation that the board approve along with that additional condition, and so that's all I have for my report. So if you have any other questions for going ahead, or
I move to approve resolution 2024-026.
Second.
Sarah.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yep.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
We'll get those signed for you.
Yep. Thank you.
We have personnel actions. We have one personnel action for the correctional center. Resignation of Tanner Whalen, kitchen, effective date April 13th, 2024.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Man, that's a tough job in that kitchen. It's getting hard to keep people there. What's going on?
Yeah. Part-time position, we pay in the 14s right now. The manager of our kitchen, she does an amazing job just keeping up with everything with really limited part-time help. I'll put out there that even our administration has helped in the kitchen at times to make things happen, just because we're a little bit short there. But we are advertising for that position.
What are those part-time hours, KG?
What's that?
What are those part-time hours?
So, some of it land. A lot of it lands on weekends. We do one hot meal a day, and that's lunch. But we're preparing for those throughout the week. That, I mean, obviously we're a 24/7 facility, three meals a day, 7 days a week. So it's we have to provide all those meals, and we only have one full-time position to be able to make all that happen. So we fill the rest of that with part-time. But she also flexes her time to weekends as needed, and Doug's helped on weekends, Coulter's helped on weekends, so they help fill the voids as needed. But it's typically during the day preparing the meals, the hot meal for lunch, and then we prepare a sack lunch for the evening meal. But we also do a lot of prep work for the weekends towards the end of the week.
If he's closer to Fort Madison, the prison, they take care of Lee County Jail.
Yeah, so we reached out to them a couple years ago when we had some change with our kitchen manager. They weren't able to take it on because of staffing. We actually did have some conversations with them about if they'd be willing to. There's a company that provides meals at SCC that we also talked with, and budget-wise, it was going to be about a 20 or 30% cost increase for them to come in and run our kitchen, manage it, and provide the meals. So they gave us a per meal cost. We're required to provide 2,400 calories a day. And, they base it on the calories and the diet that is required. So the cost was going to be a significant increase over what we're paying right now. But we've looked at other options. We've talked to the hospital. At that time, they weren't able to take it on either with staffing. But the big need is having staff that can do it every day, three times a day.
Just throw three Snickers in for that 2,400 calories. That would help.
Yeah, there's a.
That'll keep them from acting up. They won't get hangry.
Thanks, Kevin. And we have minutes for the regular meeting of April 16th, 2020.
I move to approve minutes on April 16th.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane
McCampbell?
Aye.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Any other business?
I have none.
Future agenda items. Committee reports.
Community action. We're redoing personnel policies, just making everything work. Whatever's not some things were just kind of gray, so we're just trying to give everything get everything where it needs to be, tighten it up. We also received local donations for this last month. Received a total of $6,940. $900 went to the food pantry. $5,790 for community needs, and then $250 for Head Start. So we're still receiving some cash donations. It's not where it needs to be, but yet we're still getting those in. So the community's still all in on community action. I think that's about all I need to report.
I was busy. Matter of fact, Krista called me up because I wasn't meeting with I didn't want to bring about 60 kids with me, so.
You should have brought him, Jimmy.
So I missed the meeting.
Nothing better than children on a construction site. Yeah. I had none. So that brings us to public input. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, you can email the board at board@dmcounty.com. That's B-O-A-R-D at dmcounty.com. You can call 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. We'll give you a couple minutes to initiate that call or email if you've got any questions or comments. In the meantime, does anybody in attendance have any comments or questions?
Mr. Carter. Carter, you're awful quiet.
Well, actually, Tom called yesterday because somebody caught him that lives along our project. And Tom dialed us, and we were able to get him some information and get his email so that we can communicate with him. So I guess what I would say is if you live or drive through that area and you don't know what's going on, just give us a call. We'd like to talk to you, and we'd like to give you updates. And we're happy to do that for text messages or emails or whatever. So you don't have to wait to run into Mr. Broker somewhere to get a hold of us.
Or just call Tom. What's your number again, Tom?
Sorry, he asked a question about the cable.
And I said, hold on.
And that worked great. So.
Yeah, he was happy.
Yeah, and that's great. And I told him, tell your neighbors to give us a call. We're happy to. We'll do an email list and just send everybody the same thing at the same time. That's how we prefer to do it.
Or if they don't like to do that, just call Tom. What's your number again, Thomas?
Tonawala.
Yeah. In the stall.
I think this morning we had
Tonawala.
In the stall.
Give
me a minute to catch that.
Selling out.
Railroad had Jimtown closed again this morning.
We didn't know that, sorry.
Yep.
I don't know what to say. They run their own show.
They sure do.
I'm sure they need to do what they do. We got notified from south of town, and then it didn't happen, but I appreciate the notification. I let them know that, but yeah, beyond that, that's the only notifications we've had. So
yeah, they fly by their own way.
Yep.
2 minutes up.
With an eye, we're adjourned.
Aye.
Aye. We're adjourned.
Y'all have a great day.